Joining us now to share some of our listener email, senior producer Steve Prophet. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline. We got a lot of letters about Alex Chadwick's story on Elizabeth Eckford.
That story, 50 years ago, she was one of nine black children chosen to attend what had been an all-white high school in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And unlike the other eight, Elizabeth Eckford went to school on the first day by herself, and she was subjected to some terrible treatment by a crowd gathered at Central High. There's a famous picture, which we featured on our website. It shows her crisply dressed and holding a notebook, and she's surrounded by angry, screaming faces. She told Alex that even today, after half a century, she can't stand to look at that photo.
One time I asked people to not put that picture in front of my face. They didn't understand. They kept bringing that picture for me to sign. So what I do now is I keep some tissues and put it over the picture as though I'm protecting it while I sign the skirt.
Now, Madeline, we got lots of fairly emotional letters about Elizabeth Eckford and her story.
I haven't been so moved in a long time, writes Leonie Reinbold.
Kathy Gibson says she was in her car listening. I wept so hard, she writes, I had to pull over and pull myself together. And she adds that she hopes the country has learned a lot from all this hatred.
Donna Pierce said the story also brought tears to her eyes. Painful as it was to hear, she writes, thank you for having the courage to air it and to make us all realize that we still have a long way to go when it comes to tolerance.
A number of listeners went to the website to see the picture of Elizabeth, and many wanted to know about the other people in the photo, especially that young woman pictured just behind Elizabeth.
She's the one who appears to be screaming at her.
Right, and listeners wanted to know, who is she, and did she ever express remorse? Well, her name is Hazel Bryan Massary, and some years after this picture was taken, she did reach out to Elizabeth Eckford, and she offered her apologies, which Elizabeth gracefully accepted.
Finally, on the subject of Little Rock, this letter from Glennis Oakes Johns, who was a senior at Central High in 1957. She says she and members of her church group invited the black students to eat lunch at their table, and she wants people to know that not all white students were part of the mob that tried to stop them from attending classes.
And Madeline, one note on another story, this one about great song endings.
This was the story by David Was.
Right. We got lots of letters suggesting endings that David didn't mention, including one from Davin Lee. She likes, appropriately enough, The End from the Beatles, Abbey Road. So we'll cue that up while we thank all who wrote us.
You can write to us, too. Just visit our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. And Steve Prophet, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Madeline.